All right, good morning. Thank you, everybody, for joining the Pac-12 Football Coaches Media Teleconference call for today. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, and Colorado is home hosting USC on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Kyle Kinsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, in recent weeks, USC, Deontay Burnett's been doing great things for them since last season, but they've had guys like Tyler Vaughns and Stephen Mitchell, and now Michael Pittman kind of emerge as receivers. How difficult is it game planning once a team kind of finds maybe five or six options, and does it help that your receiving core is so deep for practice purposes?
When there's multiple guys you can go to, it makes a big difference. And then when the quarterback can make every throw across the field and then scramble and still make the throws, you know, USC has always had four or five receivers that are going to get drafted, it seems like, every year since they've been in existence. And so it's nothing new to USC. And with the quarterback they have, the way he can extend plays, too, it makes it even tougher with those receivers. They can stretch the field in so many ways, and they make acrobatic catches. They're scary to watch on film. I know that.
And when you mentioned them being scary to watch, what has most stood out to you about either their offense or defense?
Just their athleticism. Just their athleticism all over the field. They're extremely athletic and, by far the best team we've played this year.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, in the trajectory of your program, what would another bowl eligible season mean to you?
Oh, it'd be great for our program. You know, they haven't done it around here in 14 years. So I figured it out today. I think it's like 1,500 players have gone through here and never gone to back-to-back bowls in 14 years. That's a dramatic change for our program, and that's something that we hope we can be able to do here on these last two games.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Steve Megerke, Associated Press.
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the arrival of the early signing period, the December signing period this year, I was just wondering what impact that's had on your staff in terms of, are y'all having more official visitors during the season? Did it change your bye week approach at any point? Or just what impact it's had on your season preparation?
It's definitely had a different approach during our season. We've had a lot more official visits during the season. And then our bye week's not till next week, so our bye week's kind of messed up. It has changed it a little bit, but we've had to do so much early on during the season to stay in touch with, you know, seeing the kids in person, seeing them play in person, and all of that. And then seeing them in person for official visits and trying to get more kids here on unofficial visits. You're having to do a lot more during the season than you did in the past. You're correct.
How difficult is it to kind of avoid being distracted with that, kind of divide responsibilities with that? Has that been a problem at all?
We have, fortunately, at our level now, you have a big recruiting staff. You know, you have recruiting assistants that can be with them on game day and, you know, pick them up at the airports and all that type of thing. You are distracted on game day. There's no doubt about it. And then I tell the guys when they come on their official visits, hey, I see them and talk to them Friday night, and then I see them a little bit Saturday, and I say, hey, I'm going into game mode. I'll see you after the game or Sunday morning. It seems like they all understand, so hopefully they do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12.
Hi, Coach.
Hey,
Coach. With senior day approaching, can you talk about kind of what this group as a whole has meant to your program, and then maybe just specifically Philip Lindsay and kind of what you think his legacy will be at Colorado?
This group of young men has meant a tremendous amount to our program, and they've seen us go from not being competitive at all to being competitive all the time, and they've made a huge change. And it's been awesome coaching them and watching them mature and grow and what they've given to the program. It's been wonderful to see and to work with them. Now, Philip Lindsay, wow, he leaves so much. He's a legacy. He'll be a legend, so to speak. I think he'll always be in the record books, and he'll carry the records for a long time. Of course, they'll get broken, but he'll still be in there. And then just over his overall attitude, his overall heart and passion. They give out a Buff Award, the fans do, and every year the fans vote on it. And the fan that's kind of in charge of it, he looked at me and said, if there ever is a person that ever epitomizes every inch of this award, it is Philip Lindsay. And he'll, I'm pretty sure he'll win it hands down. And they'll give that out this week. I don't know the results yet, but I'm pretty sure he'll win it. And, he just means so much to all of us. And I'll definitely remember him always for sure and stay in close contact with him through the years.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Kind of along those
same
lines. Hi. Lindsay could have probably gone to the NFL last year. Did you have conversations with him about that decision? And what kind of goes into when you talk to a player who is that good and has the potential to go pro early? What are the kind of things that you have to deal with in talking to those players?
Well, the first thing you do is you get them evaluated by the NFL, and that gives them a good evaluation of where they think they might go. Second of all, I don't ever try to talk a youngster out of that whatsoever. I let them and the family do it and tell them how much we want them here and how much we need them. And, me coaching in the pros for 5 years, I think I can – if they ask me questions, I can give them great insight on what it's all about and what it entails. And we're, excited that Philip came back, and I think he definitely is too. I think that he wanted to finish out here the right way. And he's done that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Mike, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this Saturday.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.